This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 color multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.
Look, just on state politics in New South Wales, you have to bear with me. I have tried to keep track with the No Land Tax Party and the person, Mr. Peter Jones, who hijacked the party for his own uses and didn't get a seat in the upper house. But what they did, they put out a lot of advertising before the election calling for people to work for them with how to vote cards on various polling booths across New South Wales on election day. Now, in the lead up to the state election in New South Wales, I pleaded with people not to go working for the bloke or for the party because I had a feeling they simply wouldn't get paid. And they haven't been paid. We are now up to the 14th of May. He promised he'd pay them by Easter. Then he promised he'd pay them the first week in May. We're into the second and third week in May and they still haven't been paid. And there's $900,000 or thereabouts outstanding. Now, the New South Wales Electoral Commission is taking a very keen interest in this. And I think you'll find that they'll be making some recommendations, and I'll talk to the Electoral Commissioner about this next week in New South Wales. All you need to do is register 750 people and you've got your own party. But given that Mr. Jones has no assets at all, any of those people thinking about a class action who are owed the $900,000 against Mr. Jones would be whistling in the wind. They're all owed somewhere between $300 and $330 each for wages on the day. They'll never get paid. And that's what I told you leading into the election. And, you know, Jones smartly put on the website, oh, don't worry, we'll get paid. It's being funded by us suing Ray Hadley for defamation. Well, he started with one letter, and given that I don't think he can pay the lawyers anymore, there's no more letters. And given the fact that he declared in the Daily Telegraph he was as mad as a cut snake or words to that effect, I don't know that any jury properly instructed in the Supreme Court could find me guilty of anything in relation to him. He's just a dutter. He can't hold a board position at a club in New South Wales for 3 more years because of the actions as a club secretary at a fishing club in southern Sydney. He doesn't answer his phone anymore. He's disappeared from view. He can't be found, Peter Jones. But I'll tell you, in discussions I had with a number of people yesterday about a class action, the number two man on the ticket, Pat Carbone. Now, Jones is a broke. You won't get any money off him. But Mr. Carbone's got plenty of assets and plenty of money. He was number two on the ticket. And I've pleaded with Mr. Carbone to come on the program previously to explain how he told at least two election workers on the day at a polling booth that he'd personally make sure they got their $300 or $330. Neither of those young women got their money from Mr. Carbone. Now, Mr. Carbone's brother is the mayor of the Southwestern Sydney Council, who I've had discussions with before the election about their involvement with Peter Jones. They didn't listen to me. Now, Pat Carbone is a high-wealth individual. He's a representative of the Australian-Italian community. He's part of dudding all these people, albeit inadvertently. He was number two on the ticket. His name is sullied, as is the name of Peter Jones, while these people are owed money. He won't put his head up either. He won't put it up anywhere near me or anyone else in the media. So what we've got is a whole range of people being dudded by the No Land Tax Party. Their name is gone forever, never to be used again in an election because people remember how they dudded people in the state election in New South Wales in 2015. But Pat Carbone, I don't know you. I know your brother Frank. I think I've met him a couple of times. If you're as good a bloke as people maintain you are, where are you in taking responsibility for the acts of Mr. Jones, your number one on the ticket, when you were number two? You were in bed with him, Pat. You would have been benefiting had you got a place in the upper house along with Jones. Of course, you didn't. You didn't get one in, let alone two. But there are people out there owed money by this character, Jones, and we won't let it rest. We'll go after him and talk to the Australian Electoral Commission via the New South Wales Electoral Commissioner next week about what can be done to make sure there'll be no more acts of bastardry like there were in the New South Wales election by parties who come up with 750 people but have no desire or capacity to pay the poor people that they should have paid. And by the way, the other thing is there's misuse of various logos, I'm told, so that the people who nominated to go and hand out the How to Vote cards for the No Land Tax Party thought they were there for the Electoral Commission, thought that the New South Wales government would guarantee their wages, when in fact they were there purely and simply on behalf of the No Land Tax Party, which was hijacked by this character, Peter Jones. He had plenty to say before the election, but now he's like the Lone Ranger. He simply can't be found. He's like the ghost that walks.
This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 colour multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.